Good morning, WHTC News Time is 7:40, and good morning to this gentleman with me, as he always is at 7:40 on Thursdays. Dr. Sabuya is here with us from All About You Chiropractic. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Now, I have to ask you, as I've been talking to people about this, and I read a story this morning, March Madness is approaching us, and I'm a lot like you. I like college basketball. I find myself not having an opportunity to watch it very often, but I do fill out a bracket. Are you going to fill out a bracket this year? And
I always fill out a couple brackets. I get invites from friends, but I won't lie, to be honest with you, I don't usually watch college basketball until March Madness.
So your picks are sometimes luckier rather than you knowing exactly what's going to happen.
That I do a little research.
Okay,
before
so
I make
you
my
you
picks.
Take your time, but you do it just at the bracket time.
Correct.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it's kind of a crapshoot. You know, if I get a bunch right, and because who really knows? Honestly, who really knows? But I read a story the other day that once March Madness begins and people fill out brackets, that it can really decrease productivity in offices and things like that. But with that being said, it really improves morale. So it's kind of a trade-off. People are happy but getting nothing done. And which is a problem. I don't know if people in your office will have that problem too.
Well, yeah, they got the new apps where you can automatically click to a spreadsheet.
Things are getting way too in depth with this.
Oh,
but
yes.
Let's talk about let's go into chiropractic stuff and shin splints. You wanted to talk about that and things that are going down since people will be out running once this ice and snow melts and it's starting to warm up. So let's talk about that a little bit.
I was going to say it's starting to warm up, but it's
not yet.
4 degrees today. So, but as spring approaches, hopefully soon, and as the weather starts to warm up, we're going to see a lot more people. Even with us having our New Year's resolutions, it's been so cold. People haven't really wanted to exercise. It's more of a
right.
Let's hibernate in our homes. So as we start to
guilty,
me as well. But as we start to get out into summer, into the spring time, and we start to run, it's really important that we remember to always stretch, of course. But also we need to remember and pay attention to the foundation. Our foundation is going to be our spine. That's what creates everything. You know, a lot of people think, well, I got shin splints because I have bad shoes. Well, that could be a potential. Or I keep getting ankle pain 4 miles into my run. Well, that could be from bad shoes as well. But what you have to remember is if your hips and the foundation is not functioning right, it's going to put unneeded stress on your knees, on your ankle joints, which could lead you down the road to injury halfway through the running season for those runners out there. Or, you know, same thing with bicycle. You know, a lot of people go, and when they go, they ride 10, 15 miles at a time.
Yeah.
So it's important that we keep the biomechanics of the spine moving, because everything starts from the spine. It's the center point for everything. Once the foundation starts to crumble, the outsides start to go as well. So you need to make sure that everything's moving, functioning correctly. And the best way to do that is, obviously, get a spinal check, make sure everything's moving, functioning correctly, but also create yourself or have someone else create a good stretching routine for you. It's very important that you stretch those muscles in order to get the most out of your activity.
I had friends in high school who were on the cross country teams, and it's amazing how far they will run and put strain on their body and their spine. I mean, they sometimes go on runs for 10 miles, and let alone marathon runners who go plus 20 and 26 miles a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a friend of mine who also rode the bicycle, and he went from Allendale to Holland and back, and that was just one workout. So this spine is under so much stress for that amount of time. It's incredible. So I would imagine if you're not, you know, taking care of it, that could really hurt you when it's under that much stress.
Absolutely. And, you know, it might not be in the beginning, like I said. It might take a couple months into summer, and then you get hit with a bad injury. So if we try to take care of it prior to that happening, it'll prevent a lot of discomfort, a lot of pain management later on in your training season.
If anybody's interested and you have any athletes who want to come down and see you, let's remind people how they can get in touch with you and where you guys are located.
Absolutely. We are located at 340 East Lakewood Boulevard in the same complex as Fabiano's Karani and Tan Vision. We can be reached at 616-294-1500. You can also reach us on email at info@aaycholland.com.
I know this is probably a little difficult to describe over the radio, but when you're stretching your back, Is there a proper way to do it without hurting your spine? Because I know sometimes, you know, if you crack your back, you've told me before that's not a good thing to do. I don't know how to do it properly. But is there a way that people can stretch their back when they're getting ready to exercise without, you know, moving something or hurting something?
Absolutely. There is what's called the foam roller. It's probably about 2 feet wide and probably, I don't know, 6 inches in diameter.
Love that thing. Yeah.
Yes, you can take that. You can roll out on that on your back. That'll give a good stretch. And also, we need to make sure that we're staying away from crunches and sit-ups. You know, everyone's so perturbed about their abs being good and having a good core. But when we do a crunch or a sit-up, we're actually exerting 300 to 400 extra pounds of pressure on the discs that go in between each of our vertebrae and our back. And it's anterior pressure, so forward pressure. So it's actually taking that disc and pushing it out towards the back of our spinal cord, which can cause, again, more problems. You're better off doing planks or exercises on an exercise ball.
I see.
Or leg lifts, for that matter.
So I would assume the same would apply doing reverse sit-ups, what are called Supermans, when you lay on your stomach and you arch your back. Does that do the same process as just as a sit-up would do, or a crunch?
Almost, except going backwards, going towards the back, you're going to have, you have certain joints in your spine that actually stop a certain amount of motion. So you only are allowed to go so far.
Right.
But overall, it could potentially still have the same damaging effect.
He's Dr. Joshua Sabulia from All About You Chiropractic. And once again, phone number so people can reach you and if they want to.
616-294-1500.
All right, doctor, good luck helping the runners once the season starts and we can actually see the sidewalks again.
That would be nice.
And hopefully good luck on your multiple brackets that you fill out as well.
Yes.
All right, he's Dr. Joshua Sabulia joining us this morning at 7:40, as he always does on Thursdays.